Welcome
Welcome to
to
Arsenal
Arsenal Kids
Kids
Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Arsenal Kids Podcast. My name is Manny, and as usually, I'm joined by my amazing co-host, Ben. And it is super great to have you join us for this episode.
Yes, hello listeners, and welcome today to episode number 101.
Thanks, Ben. Happy Easter to our listeners. And can you tell us what we are talking about in Arsenal Kids Podcast this time?
In part one, we're doing a legend player profile of French international.
Another of our invincible Patrick Vieira. And then in part two,
let's catch up on the news as we have a couple of big games coming up soon with the men returning from the international break to face Manchester City away from home.
And the women go to the Conti Cup final against Chelsea.
All of that to come. But before we get further, a quick moment to say thanks to you for listening. We would love for you to leave a review or follow us on social media as one of the best ways to keep growing the Arsenal Kids community. Email us or get someone to help you if you need. Our email is info@arsenalkids.com or search up Arsenal Kids or Arsenal Kids Podcast on Facebook, Twitter or Insta.
Let's keep this adventure going together.
Let's indeed. And Patrick Paul Vieira was born in Dakar, Senegal on the 23rd of June 1976.
Making them 47 years of age. And I thought he was...
Well, he has French citizenship from birth as his grandfather served in the French army and he played for the French national team, but he only actually moved to France when he was 8 years old when his family moved to Dreux. Patrick played first for FC Tours before making his way to under-19s level in the early 90s before moving to Cannes, where he made his debut at the age of 17 in 1993. He even captained that team at the age of just 19 years old.
Then, in the summer of 1995, he was signed by Italian good giants AC Milan.
However, he only made two appearances for the club because in mid-August of 1996, the Daily Mirror reported that Vieira was subject to a move to English club Arsenal, given that personal terms with original suitors Ajax were not reached. He joined Arsenal on the 15th of August 1996 in a £3.5 million move. It was later revealed that Vieira signed for Arsenal because his compatriot Arsene Wenger was going to be the club's next manager.
Vieira made his debut for Arsenal on the 16th of September, coming on as a sub against Sheffield Wednesday.
Making his full debut 3 days after that away to Middlesbrough. And he scored his first Arsenal goal against Derby County on the 8th of December 1996. His performances for Arsenal in these and subsequent months made him a fan's favourite, and he was lauded as the playmaker Arsenal had sought since the 91 championship winning team. He finished with Arsenal in third place in that season after making 38 appearances.
The following season saw Patrick Pear will be an international teammate.
He partnered with Emmanuel Petit and helped Arsenal complete a domestic league and cup double. Despite injuries and a tendency to pick up yellow and red cards, in the following season he was named in the PFA Team of the Year.
Discipline problems continue to Vieira in the season to come up.
With the player feeling victimised from refereeing decisions, a stance that was supported by the manager Arsene Wenger and several other Arsenal players and fans who publicly supported him as he was subject to 5 and 6 match bans. He stayed though in England with Arsenal even though there were rumours he might quit English football, and despite interest from a number of other clubs at the start of the 01-02 season, Vieira remained with the Gunners and they regained the league and beat Chelsea in the FA Cup final to complete the second double of his career.
When Tony Adams returned in May 2002, Vera became the club captain.
He described the feeling as daunting, but also something that he looked forward to. He missed the 03 FA Cup final due to injury, but was an instrumental part of the 03-04 season where Arsenal claimed the league title and became the first English team in more than a century to go through the entire league season unbeaten. A record of 26 wins and 12 draws in which Vieira captained the team. In the FA Cup final of the following season, Patrick Vieira scored the winning penalty in the shootout, which proved to be his final kick of the ball for Arsenal.
And then he moved abroad to Italy,
where he joined Juventus, then into Milan before returning to play at Manchester City before retiring at the age of 35. Since then, he's gone into coaching and managing teams, and he's been the head coach of New York City FC, Nice, Crystal Palace, and since the start of this season, he's managed Ligue 1 side Strasbourg. In total, Vieira made 405 appearances for Arsenal in all competitions, scoring 34 goals for the Gunners.
And on the international sense, Vieira played for France.
He did, making his debut in 1997 and was part of the squad that won the 98 FIFA World Cup and UEFA Euro 2000 and the 2001 FIFA Confederations Cup. For his role in the 98 World Cup, he was appointed a Knight of the Legion of Honour in France. And in total, he made 107 appearances for Les Bleus, scoring 6 goals.
And what about him as a player, Ben? What made him so good?
Well, Vieira was regarded by many as one of the best players ever in his position. He was a complete, powerful, tenacious and aggressive footballer with outstanding physical, athletic and technical attributes, who was also known for his grace on the pitch when in possession of the ball. He was normally used as a defensive, central or box-to-box midfielder, and he was a tactically intelligent and competent tackler who was known for his ability to anticipate what opponents were going to do. He was gifted with good ball skills, distribution and vision, which enabled him to start attacking plays after winning back possession. He also excelled in the air and was known for his surging forward runs from midfield, which enabled him to contribute to his team's offensive play. These attributes, in addition to his pace, strength, pressing ability and stamina, together with his leadership, make him one of the best midfielders the Arsenal have ever seen.
And lastly, an interesting fact, man.
Well, Vieira was on the cover of the FIFA 2005 video game well before you were born. But also of interest is that he returned to Senegal where he was born in 2003 for the first time to lay the foundation stone at a football academy that actually went on to produce 9 of the players that made Senegal's 2012 Olympic football team.
Okay, well, let's leave it there for the player profile here in part 1. And we will be right back after this for part number 2. Welcome back. And Ben, will you be able to share with us all the news from around the club?
Okay, probably our biggest news is that our men are facing a top-of-the-table clash against Man City this weekend, and the women are in the Conti Cup Grand Final where they're going to be playing Chelsea for some silverware. But in other news, ex-Gunner Ashley Cole has been inducted into the Premier League Hall of Fame. Our former left-back and member of the Invincible side has been bestowed with the honour by the division, having lifted the league title on 3 occasions, and he is the 22nd player to be inducted. Now, while the women have kept on playing through, the men, like I said, have been on that international break. And as part of that, Declan Rice marked his 50th appearance for England by wearing the captain's armband as they faced Belgium in the middle of the week. In other notable appearances through the international break, both Oleksandr Zinchenko and his Ukraine, with Jakub Kiwior and Poland, they were both celebrating after they helped their respective teams reach Euro 2024 through wins in the playoff series. And the final piece of news is that Ethan Nwaneri has signed his first professional contract with the Gunners. The England Youth International joined us in May of 2015 and has developed well, even already appearing for the first team on two occasions. In 14 appearances for the Academy this campaign, he has scored 14 goals, and we look forward to him getting better and better as he continues his development.
Well, let's wrap it up for this episode. Thanks again for joining us at Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Before we sign off, we want to express our gratitude for your continued support. If you haven't already, follow, like, and subscribe so you don't miss us in the future. Your love for the beautiful game is what fuels our passion.
And we would love for you to spread the word about Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Yes, please share our podcast with other Arsenal kids you know and help us to grow this amazing community together.
We hope to join you on the pitch again soon.
Keep the spirit of the game alive, and until next time,
Happy Easter and good